Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. My name is Leon Goman, and I have the pleasure and honor of being the town manager for the town of Weston, and I'm here to talk to you about what happened at the July 28th, 2026 Select Board meeting. This was a hybrid meeting. We met in person at Town Hall, and we began with a joint meeting with the school committee. We have a joint responsibility for filling vacancies on the Permanent Building Committee and the Recreation Master Plan Steering Committee. After advertising for positions and receiving applications, the Select Board decided to reappoint Jim Palando as a member of the Permanent Building Committee and Adam King to serve on the vacant position on the Recreation Master Plan Steering Committee. It was a unanimous vote of both the school committee and the Select Board, and we thank Jim and we thank Adam for their willingness to serve in that capacity. The Select Board then went into executive session for the purposes of both the JST project as well as the sale of the Case Buildings project, and to approve some Select Board executive session minutes. Won't be able to talk to you about what happened in those discussions, but stay tuned, more will be forthcoming. We then met with the DPW director to talk about a bunch of issues, including an update on construction projects happening within the town of Weston. Under the discussion about construction items in the town of Weston, I will tell you that there was some conversation about the Concord Road project. As you might remember, Concord Road was brought forward by the DPW in advance of the last town meeting, and the Select Board wanted to think about it some more. At this meeting, and after a little bit of a discussion, the Select Board did vote to authorize the DPW to bring forward a simple resurfacing of the Concord Road to get it into a better rideability for as soon as possible, maybe even as early as this year. We talked about the Wellesley Street sidewalk repair program, and we talked about the crossroad projects, and on that is a possibility of putting some traffic cameras at the Landsake Case Corner area to possibly help in devising some improvements to that area. We then changed the Select Board meeting agenda for September 8th. We're looking at possibly moving it earlier in the day due to the celebration of the reading of the Declaration of Independence, which will be happening at Town Hall on the night of September 8th. And then that was the end of our open session. Again, this was the meeting from July 28th, 2026. And I thank you for listening to another episode of Select Board Rewind.